We take up the study of Daniel, the fifth chapter, the fall of Babylon. Now you notice that we're taking Daniel sequentially, chapter after chapter. We did not do that in the book of Revelation. Why? Well, because as I explained earlier, Revelation is written chiastically. It is a chiasm, which means that it has a center, and that center tells us what the book is about. And so the center of Revelation is chapter 12, and it's an artist's brushstroke of salvation history. It's the great controversy, as we call it, between Christ and Satan as played out on this planet. And so Revelation is all about that. The book of Daniel, I don't believe, is a chiasm. Now, I know that there are theologians that will disagree with that. They say they found a chiasm. They have found perhaps a center. Even certain chapters in the book of Daniel are written chiastically according to others. I've studied their works. I've not personally found the chiasms in Daniel. I believe that the chiasm in Revelation is so clear that people want to find it in the book of Daniel. Now, maybe they're right and I'm wrong. Time will tell. But at this point, I don't see a chiastic structure in the book of Daniel. And so Daniel, the fifth chapter, is about the fall of Babylon. The fall of Babylon, of course, was predicted by Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 25, verse 11, it says, "The whole land shall be a desolation and a horror," that is Jerusalem and Judea, "and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then it will be when 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon in that nation, declares the Lord, and I will make it an everlasting desolation." So God predicted through the prophet Jeremiah that there would be a 70-year period when the superpower Babylon would have the upper hand, but that it won't last. And of course, we saw that in Daniel, the second chapter. The image had a head of gold, which represented Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, Babylon, but after it would come another kingdom. And so we knew that this was coming, and here we find it in Daniel, the fifth chapter. And so the story goes, we start with verse 1, Belshazzar the king, by the way, Belshazzar was king number 2, co-regent with his father Nabonidus, or his alleged father Nabonidus, who did not really like the administrative duties of king, and he was more of a naturalist, so he was in southern Babylonia chasing butterflies, you might say. He was doing what naturalists do. And Belshazzar was serving as king. He held a great feast for 1,000 of his nobles, and he was drinking wine in the presence of the 1,000. When Belshazzar tasted the wine, notice, when he tasted the wine, it's a prelude to something that he does next that he probably wouldn't do if his mind wasn't loosened by wine. When Belshazzar tasted the wine, he gave orders to bring the gold, the silver, the vessels that Nebuchadnezzar's father had taken out of the temple, which is in Jerusalem, in order that the king and his nobles, his wives, his concubines, might drink from them. Then they brought the gold vessels that they had taken out of the temple, the house of God, which was in Jerusalem, and the king and his concubines, nobles and his wives' concubines drank from them. They drank the wine and praised the gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Notice that they take the sacred vessels dedicated to the worship of God in Jerusalem, and they drink from them sacrilegiously and praise the gods, their gods, the god of gold, Merodach, the god of silver, Anu, the god of bronze, Ea, the god of iron, Nimrod, or Saturn, and then the god of wood and stone, perhaps representing the mount or the world. They had many gods, and they were sacrilegiously drinking from vessels dedicated to the worship of the true God while praising their false gods that are no gods at all. And it says, suddenly the fingers of a man's hand emerged and began writing opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace, and the king saw the back of the hand that did the writing. We will learn more about this tomorrow. Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com.